Sisters and brothers, what do we think, given what we've learned from Wallerstein, Alice Miller et al., of this argument from John Stuart Mill? Quote, no government can now expect to be permanent unless it guarantees progress as well as order. Nor can it continue really to secure order unless it promotes progress. It can go on as yet with only a little of the spirit of improvement while reformers have even a little, a remote hope of affecting their objects through the existing system. They are generally willing to bear with it, but when there is no hope at all, when the institutions themselves seem to oppose an unyielding barrier to the program of improvement, the advance of tide heaps itself up behind them till it bears them down. And that was quoted, that quote from John Stuart Mill in Emmanuel Wallerstein's The Modern World System 4, Centrist Liberalism Triumphant, 1789 to 1914. So what, and that was discussed in our Waking Up radio show of November 1st, 2015. So what do we think of those words by John Stuart Mill, particularly in light of Wallerstein's comment, quote, the tide that he referred to, that is, the European Revolution of 1848, as all such great happenings, was made up of a mixture of movements and objectives. In France, it consisted essentially of the joining together of Europe's first great proletarian insurrection, that was a quote from Tilly, with the acute discontent of the left liberals who shared John Stuart Mill's view of the conservatization of the July monarchy. The uprising of February 1848 illuminated the hopes of a social republic, a vague socialist utopia that would provide jobs to the unemployed and liberation to all those who suffered indignities and inequalities. Everyone put forward their claims, the artisans who sought to restore their privileges and their mode of production, the peasants who sought to reestablish traditional rights of collective usage, the women who sought the extension of universal suffrage to include them, the slaves who sought abolition. The pendulum was beginning to swing too far, and in June, the forces of order under General Cavaignac reined in the unruly, dangerous classes. Pitiful provisional government, cried Labrousse. It feared the social revolution as much as it did the counter-revolution. Cavaignac could repress, he could not re-legitimize the state, nor could the monarchs return. They had exhausted their credit. Into this void stepped Louis Napoleon, who sought to recreate a liberal, orderly, modern state. When Louis Napoleon made his coup d'etat on December 2nd, 1851, the primary objective was to repress the left. The outcome of the repression, which was both real and effective, was that of a centrist regime oriented to capitalist expansion, constructing a liberal compromise, one not led by a classical liberal, but by an enlightened conservative, unquote from Emmanuel Wallerstein. One thing it suggests, John Stuart Mill's quote and Emmanuel Wallerstein's, is a creative element that has been suppressed. Remember, we developed that notion from our excerpt in a previous show of Gramsci's prison notebooks, a quote from Antonio Gramsci, where he speculated that it would have to be a repressed economic element rising up that flowed as a wave across states, unifying folk behind, in the same sense of the French Revolution, behind the expression of that repressed element. And we are arguing that it is our creativity, our life force that has been hidden, I guess you could say, in the concepts and the word economic, the concepts of and the term economics. And that has robbed us of speech because we haven't found a way to express what we really need, what we are. And we're going to keep exploring this notion until it's clearer to me, I think. But I've been struggling with the fact that Alice herself is struggling with how to help folk recover the authentic self, those suppressed feelings. And her frame, her realm is psychology, psychoanalysis, and so her MO, her methodology is in large part sort of each one teach one soul at a time. And we are in such a crisis right now with the rushing to establish more hardcore totalitarianism that I've been, because my root was not that root. I've been struggling with trying to understand the relationship. My root was not therapy, psychoanalysis, despite needing Alice, reading Alice wasn't. I've been talking about this with my son, because that's when I first discovered Alice Miller, when he was a baby. And despite knowing, feeling the truth of it, the sheer power of this totalitarian reality, the need to support oneself, overwhelmed, the need to exist, to live, overwhelmed any knowledge of what I needed to be doing with my son. You know, I couldn't deeply ponder her words. That took other things. So anyway, with me, I'm hoping everyone is pondering this deeply. Strategies for working with ourselves and our brothers and sisters to release those suppressed spontaneous feelings.